Empathy. We're often told to empathize with our prospective clients, and that's usually in a form of a writing prompt for writing copy. And that's something we use at School of Kind Business as well. And I think that there's another way into this, that we can use all of our 5+ senses to imagine into the experience our prospective client is currently having and how we can either help them solve a problem or delight them in some way. So today's exercise is about experiencing an imaginative process to help us come into that space of empathizing. If you're seeing this on media, please look for the link. And if you are already working in School of Kind Business, or if you are already on the track, please keep listening. So this exercise works as either a standalone practice, which if you found it on our School of Kind Business resource page or in a media post, you are welcome to participate in. It also works as an accompaniment to exercise 5 in the 5-week online School of Kind Business curriculum. If you're someone who appreciates more of an auditory and sensory prompt to writing and to writing copy. So as always with these, make sure that you are paying attention to your physical comfort and groundedness before we get started. And so if you are sitting on the floor on a mat or a cushion, please just make sure that you've sort of sorted out your sitting bones. I'm doing that with you right now, so that you have as comfortable contact with the earth as possible. Or if you're in your chair, make sure that you've let go of your keyboard or your mouse or your device, your phone, that your hands are sitting just one on each leg or some version of that, maybe one on each chair arm, and that your feet are connected to the floor. And whatever part of you is connected to the floor, you can just imagine sort of sinking into that. And so, for example, if it's your feet, you can imagine that they each have a very warm, colored, light outline around them and that you can sink in. Just check through, scan your body and see if you can kind of drop some shoulders or uncurve a spine or let your head bobble a little more freely on the top of your neck. Perhaps let your jaw sort of swing back like a child's swing. Let your third eye between your two eyeballs melt a little, just so that we're alert, but with minimal tension to keep us upright. And I just invite you to invite into your awareness your ideal client. And it might just be, you know, obviously your clients will all look different and have slightly different situations in their life, but just think of one, and it could even be one that you already have, if that is helpful. So imagine them, just get a picture in your mind of what this person looks like. And then see them going through the day. Are they in a house or a place of work? Are they at a computer or are they doing something more interactive with people? Are they standing or sitting or moving around a lot? Are they doing things with their kids? Or do they have some sort of routine where they take the kids to care or to school and then they're off to a place of work? What are the sounds that they might hear? What are the things they might see? How do they feel in their body? is there contraction or tension or pain or discomfort somehow? What kind of thoughts are they thinking? Are they excited and anticipating something? Are they feeling connected to the other people you're seeing around them? Are they a bit lonely? Are they quite solitary, or do they have a lot of people in their lives? Are they anxious about something? What gives them joy? What makes them sad or feel angry? Just see this person in your mind. Hear them telling you about their lives. Either what they look forward to, what brings them joy, or what is causing them heartache and pain or physical discomfort or emotional distress right now. What thoughts and emotions are their habit? And as you're doing this, take into consideration any cues in the environment. Are there colors? Do you smell something or taste something? What do you feel in your own body as you imagine into this one's life? What do you see and hear around them? What do you see and hear as their internal experience of the world? And spend as much time as you need there, simply allowing your senses of sight and hearing and touch and taste and smell, your intuition, what that third eye is sending you, what your gut is telling you, what your own sensations are as you walk for a moment with this person. And when you're ready, offer a bow of thanks, of gratitude for allowing you this little window into their world. Bring your attention back to your breathing and re-enter the room with gentle blinks. And once you're back, make sure to go write down any of your impressions. And if you are doing this as supplemental to the School of Kind Business Exercise 5, then this will be one of the exercises on the page, and you can just use this as a jumping off point. Thanks for listening. This is Pamela for School of Kind Business.